Okay, everyone, welcome to another episode of O365A. In this episode, the team's going to be covering Office 365 and Microsoft Teams analytics and reporting. So in our episode, we're going to be talking about sort of what comes out of the box from Microsoft from an analytics and reporting perspective. But we also are doing a mini series in this podcast where we've already interviewed six different vendors that have these type of products that sort of take things, you know, to the next level. So we spoke to Quest, IR, Unify Square, Modality Systems, Nectar, and Tigraph. And so what we're going to be doing is we're going to be publishing each individual video and interview with its own podcast and just links for their particular products in there in the blog posting. So when we talk about analytics and reporting, you know, they're really two distinct things, right? So on the reporting side, generally that's used for more, you know, call detail, communication, troubleshooting, user experience, that type of information. So you have an issue, you're trying to figure out, you know, what kind of call quality the user had, what kind of device the user had, et cetera. And I'm sure the guys will talk about that a little bit later. And then from a collaboration analytics perspective, you know, it really provides, you know, some visibility on adoption, utilization levels, trends, and even some of the vendors take it to the next level and look at compliances and best practices. So, you know, there's a lot of really exciting, you know, a lot of detailed information that helps the organization not just understand what's causing the problem, but really how users are actually using it and are adopting to the product. So I'm going to pass it on to Kurt to give us a little bit more information on what's built in.
Yeah, thanks, Abib. So yeah, there's a couple native things you can use to get a basic understanding of your team's deployment and get some basic reporting right out of the box. Probably the top two things that come to mind is in the Microsoft Teams Admin Center, which is accessible right from the Office 365 portal, if in the left-hand navigation bar, if you click on Teams, you get a nice grid which lists all the teams in the tenant. And for each team, it gives some basic information like number of channels, the number of team members, the number of owners, the number of guests, and whether the team is private or public. And for a large deployment, as a lot of teams, there's a search facility, so you can search for a specific team if you're trying to locate one. So that's not in-depth reporting by any stretch, but it does give you some basic information to do some basic management. And I think we'll see this probably maturing in the future also. So maybe there'll be a bit more information about all the teams in your tenant. And right now you can click on a team once you locate it and see some more in-depth information about that team, like who the members are, what the channels are, and some basic settings that you'd use for compliance and governance. Things like whether end users can edit the messages in the channels. So that's useful, and it's actually a good way to get started into getting a handle on what teams are in your tenant. Closely related to that, from a usage perspective, in the Office 365 portal itself, if you navigate to reports and usage in the left-hand pane, you get a nice single pane of glass of all the usage in your Office 365 tenant, and there's a trend line for teams. It supports different trend timeframes, so 7 days, 30 days, 90 days, 180 days, and it's very basic. It gives you an aggregate number of your team's activity. But the useful thing here is you can measure team's activity with the other workloads in your Office 365 deployment, like SharePoint Online, Exchange Online, and see where users are starting to spend their time. You can also drill in. There's a tile dedicated to team's activity. And in there, you can get a more granular aggregate information about team's usage. So it breaks it down over time again, the number of channel messages, chat messages, calls, meetings, and other activity. And again, you can trend that over 7 days, 30 days, 90 days, or 180 days. So that's a, you can also export too if you want to export that information and keep it for a longer period or circulate it to other people in your enterprise. So again, some basic information, but a good way to get started nonetheless. And I'll pass over to Dino to talk about another native reporting. It's a little more analytics, and it's available through the Office 365 admin portal too, and that's the Power BI Office 365 adoption and usage dashboard.
Yeah, thanks, Gert. The Power BI Online offers some really cool insights. This has actually been in preview for a couple of years now, but it isn't really well known. Kind of a bit of a hidden gem, actually, in my opinion. If you head over, as Kurt mentioned earlier, to portal.office.com under reports, you'll find it kind of in the bottom right. If you scroll down, you'll see something called Office Microsoft 365 Usage Analytics. And you'll be able to click that tab and enable that report pack. And then you'll get a link which takes you to app.powerbi.com. And that's where you'll actually see the Office 365 adoption preview. And it's really neat. So you'll get things, and like once you enable this once, then you're good to go directly to app.powerbi.com. If you ever forget, you can just go back to your portal into reporting and find it that way. So once you enable it, then the data will start to populate. You may not get it right away, but you may have to wait 24 hours. But on a day-to-day basis, you'll get things like active users, percentage of users active in a product across all workloads, so like Exchange, SharePoint, Teams, Yammer, OneDrive, etc. Active user counts by activity, like email sent, Yammer messages, read, etc., etc. You know, total hours users are spending in audio and video. That's interesting. A breakdown of what devices users are actually connecting to 365 on, whether it's mobile or desktops, you know, the number of Office app activations that have occurred in your tenant. You get things like the number of users assigned a subscription, which is often something, some important detail you need to ascertain at points. And then tons of other nuggets that you'll find in there as well. So really interesting stuff. So if you haven't checked it out already, I really encourage you to head over, enable it. It doesn't cost anything to do. So just enable it and then sit back and have a look at the data that comes in. So I'm gonna hand it over to Mike and he's gonna talk about data collection options.
Yeah, from a call reporting on the Skype for Business Online world, we could use Skype for Business Online PowerShell module, and we could access the get CS user session commandlet. And this was able to surface all that call detail records on the Skype side. So we're not able to really use that for Teams calls. There is some calls that transverse into the Skype infrastructure for phone system and stuff like that. But from a VoIP perspective and conferencing, you can't really use that method. So during our interview, a few vendors hinted that, you know, there's some APIs coming in the future to pull that Teams call details. So I'm quite excited for those to release. And the beauty of the cloud is, you know, all these vendors that are building tools, they're really building them on public or, you know, beta endpoints, so APIs. So as an organization or enterprise, you can access the data from these same verticals and data paths. Also, in the for call details today, what an organization can access is the Advanced Call Analytics and the Call Quality Dashboard, which is in the Teams Admin Center. And so those are, you know, what Kurt was mentioning as well as additional tools within that admin center. So you could do some troubleshooting and stuff like that, but you can't suck that data out and manipulate it or put it into Power BI and work with that as well. So we also have the Teams PowerShell module, and the PowerShell module is built on some graph APIs as well. So if you wanted to get some of that team config, you know, who's members, what are the team settings and permissions, which you can see in the portal as well, you can surface that through some APIs. Also, some of those Teams Office 365 usage reports that Kurt mentioned are also available via a graph API.
And then just a few weeks ago, the channel messages were released in the beta endpoint for Graph. So this is now the ability to pull or access the data for, you know, any of the messages and conversations and likes and, you know, files that are happening in on the team's collaboration side. So you can, you know, do sentiment analysis or, you know, figure out who your champions are. And so that API is now in beta. So a lot of the vendors that we were talking about are starting to leverage those. Prior to that, they were using PowerShell and putting a reporting account as a member in all the teams and pulling the data that way. So as we're seeing the APIs mature, we're starting to see some pretty interesting scenarios that the vendors can tap into. But just kind of some of the interesting things while talking to the vendors is not only are some of the vendors pulling data from the Microsoft available APIs, they're also pulling data from third-party APIs, so devices like headsets or even network equipment, so using SNMP or even doing synthetic transactions. And so you're going to start seeing some unique sauce with these vendors where they're pulling in data from different sources and then putting that in front of your teams to analyze and kind of make decisions based off of.
Yeah, no, I agree. I mean, so one of the things that I was impressed about too was a little, like they're everyone has sort of a different approach to how they you know, massage the data and, you know, display it for the end customer. And, you know, one of the ones that was interesting was, you know, depending on where the platform sits, if it's in your data center or it's being hosted by the vendor, you know, they may provide some comparisons against other different customers to say, like, here's where some other customers are doing, and as opposed to you, obviously not revealing any customer information, but just that additional analytics and how they level up, I suppose, right?
Yeah, I know some of the vendors were mentioning using, like, you know, kind of the team's extensibility side to surface information. So using bots and then based on the data that they're getting, they can, you know, send messages out to champions or to users saying, hey, maybe you're not using Teams in the way that the, you know, the enterprise is trying to roll it out. Have you tried these? Surface out some help stuff. So we're going to see some pretty interesting things come down the pipe.
Yeah. And for our viewers too, having interviewed those vendors, it was pretty clear some are stronger in diagnosing call quality problems and troubleshooting those scenarios. Yeah. And other vendors are better at reporting and analytics for specific purposes like compliance, auditing, governance. So depending on what your needs are, you know, some vendors might be better suited than others.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
Yeah. Hey, I just wanted to clarify one thing that Dino talked about, the Power BI Office 365 adoption pack. It is, as Dino said, a sort of hidden gem in my mind too. It gives you a lot of great insight about adoption in your Office 365 tenant workloads. Today, there is no Teams usage or activity information in there. Maybe it'll surface at some point in the future. But as Dino and I were talking, it's still a useful thing to look at from a team's perspective, because if you're planning your team's rollout and adoption, it's useful to see what type of devices people are using. It's useful to see what sort of Skype for Business Online features are being used today. So it's useful when you plan your team's migration.
Yeah, I mean, there is, I was just looking at one report, it's showing the number of active users in Teams. So they must be there. It looks like they're starting to grab some of that data. So I expect to see more and more of that to come out.
Cool.
Awesome, guys. Well, you know, I think it was a really good experience for all of us. I mean, we spent better than half a day in doing these interviews. So it was definitely a really good day, I think, for all of us. We were sort of back to back all afternoon. But, you know, a lot of really good information, a lot of really different vendor approaches and different product lines. We hope that, you know, our listeners and viewers will enjoy, I guess, listening in and understanding the different portions of each product. And then, you know, we're doing this so that we can help you, you know, select your need for a product, right? So whether you're going to use the internal side or if you need to, you know, purchase a third party one, take a listen and see which product fits your needs. So again, thanks guys for a great session, and thanks everybody for listening in and watching, and hopefully we'll catch you on the next episode.
Thanks a lot.